break, I'm inviting you to go in there at theamericanawakening.org, and I'll tell you about them when I get back. Stick with me. Be back in three. Good show for you today. Michael Herzog, The American.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Now, before I get into this, the remedy here, folks, I wanted to direct you into my website to the featured movies and video clips, because I posted a couple of them up there yesterday. And as a lot of you know, I've been saying for a long time that the Bushes and the Clintons, you know, have been tag teaming us for many, many years. But there's a clip up there at theamericanawakening.org that I posted yesterday called The Bush Hitler Connection. It's a must-see. You need to go in there and take a look at it at your leisure. And also, and here's another good one here. I watched this last night, and I'll tell you what, at the time that this speech originally came out, folks, I was 18 years old, and I watched it, and of course, being 18, I didn't pay too much attention to it, but I watched it again last night, knowing what I know now, and I have to tell you, it almost brought me to tears. And the name of the clip is Why They Killed Martin Luther King. And I want you to take a close look at the similarities in what he was speaking about with the Vietnam War, the timeline between then and now, because there's a lot of similarities. And if you're anything like me, you'll be very moved by it with what we know. Anyway, that being said, again, it's theamericanawakening.org. Now, let me get into this. Again, last week, I asked the question, do we own ourselves? And if not, who does? And I want to again thank Don in Oregon for sending me this information, because now I'm going to give you the remedy for this. And I'm going to start with House Joint Resolution 192 of June 5th, 1933 is the bond the government issued to balance the exchange to, quote, recredit the people, and it is our insurance policy to stave off execution of law, which allows it to pass over us for our benefit. The bond is on the debit side of the United States government's ledger, which has a debit from their credit created by the executive order of April 5, 1933, when they took the gold out of circulation. Now, public policy is rooted in House Joint Resolution 192 and is the grace that creates our exemption or redemption. Now, this is your temporal saving grace. Under grace, the law falls away to create a more perfect contract. Public policy removed the people's liability to make all payments by making a contract null if it required the payment to be in substance or debt, because the people didn't have any money to pay with. All that must be done now is to discharge the liability. Now, you got to follow along closely to this. You may have to listen to this show 2-3 times, folks, to get this. Pay and discharge are similar words, but the principles are as different as Old and New Testaments. The word pay is equated with gold and silver, or something of substance like a firstborn lamb, which requires tangible work to be invested in it to remove the liability, because an execution must occur. The word discharge is equated with paper, or basically simple credits and debits that exist on paper only, like the slate held by agents that get swiped clean when you pay. You cannot pay a bill with a bill. And this is what we're doing right now, folks. When you pay somebody, if somebody borrows money from you or they repay you, what they're doing is they're paying you with a debt instrument, i.e. an FRN, which just is nothing more than a semblance of somebody else's debt. So continue on with me. This is a show you really got to focus on here. You cannot pay a bill with a bill, a debt with a debt, and you cannot pay a debt with notes or FRNs. You need a bond to pay a bill, and that's what public policy does. Now, the best we can do if a debt exists is to write it off, but that can only happen if we give the property back to the original owner. You see, corporations pay with debt instruments, and we pay with asset instruments. Now, look at this example, folks. Bail notices are written to, quote, pay by check or money order. Do not send cash. And if anybody's ever seen one of those, you know what I'm talking about. House Joint Resolution 192 made it against public policy to pay with debt. Therefore, if you didn't get a check with their demand, their order for money needs to be returned, as they failed to give you the appropriated cost for production. Do you understand that? What House Joint Resolution 192 did was remove the liability from the obligor, someone obligated to pay a debt, by making it against public policy to to pay debts with debt. All that needs to be done now is to discharge the debt with an appropriate credit, dollar for dollar, or exchange the bill for a bond, or the past liability for a future liability, thus passing over the present liability of the note. Now, the note is a promise to deliver the offer. The one problem that the techno-industrial society has is there is no money to even credit the account with, because of what we, the creators of the techno-industrial products, are the credit or the human capital that this society needs to adjust the ledger. They need our acknowledgement of having received the charge from them to be able to discharge their duty, like an electrical current. Otherwise, they have an aging accounts receivable that they cannot close without our endorsement as to the benefits that were provided. As the agent/operator, they need to charge us so we can ground/charge back the account plus paying the tax. Debt must be discharged dollar for dollar in the same sense, as sin must be repented of as soon as it is incurred. An acknowledgement must be given. The moment a debt exists, it must be written off. We have to take on the charge to allow them to discharge the account. And when we give them acknowledgement by our acceptance, they can now zero the account by grounding the charge back to where it came from and clean up their delinquency held in their open books or accounts. Now, the catch is we can't write off or charge off the debt because we are not in possession of the account in deficit. Our fiduciary agent is in possession of the account, so we must provide them with a tax return by the return of the original offer. So the fiduciary can discharge the liability through their Internal Revenue Service, the bookkeeper. We don't need to make payments that are acceptable by our fiduciaries, which would entail that we made the offer. You make the acceptance and return their offer as payment. Now, remember this, folks. They offer. We don't. We return. You see, it is the paper that is the collateral itself, not the property described under public policy. The tangible property merely goes along with the owner of the paper because substance or execution of a commodity cannot be used as a method of payment in public policy. And yes, there is a certain evil inherent in that, quote, New Deal. Now, most feel when the money was taken out of society, the people became the slaves. This is not true. The people were freed from every obligation that society could create, thus freeing the people from any obligation which they may incur, simply because we cannot pay a debt. Now, I want you to ask yourself the question, what are you charging me with, and how do you expect me to pay? Simply said, there is no money. It is plain and simple enough. For me to make the payment with, and on top of that, if I were to pay, who is paying me to pay that guy, and who is paying that guy, and so on. And I relate back to, remember, what we have in our pocket is nothing more than a record of somebody else's debt because it didn't come into existence until somebody borrowed it into existence. Public policy is the supersedious bond because it limits our liability to pay. It is the more perfect contract because it operates on grace to pay our debts after we have done all that we can. We go as far as we can to fulfill the obligation, like the acceptance and tax return, and after we have done all we can, mercy and grace kick in, being our exemption to make the payment. Public policy, grace executes our exemption, redemption, in the techno-industrial society so long as we accept the charge. Now, let's see. I'm going to skip over some of this stuff, folks, and go into here. I do not know for sure who wrote this, but it looks to be right on the money in most cases, and I recommend some Texans trapped in these dungeons on the land of Texas to try this. This guy wrote this, lived in Texas. Gene is investigating more into the criminal jail prosecution aspects. The results are incredible. His straw man is currently on probation from activities that were a result of a prosecution of 17 to 18 people who were attempting to help patriots to buy Cadillacs. He was put in jail for a year, then a halfway house. He's been researching Admiralty, which is, by the way, what Sherry and I touched on yesterday with Judge Andrew Napolitano when he gracefully made an early exit, if you recall. When he was ready to leave the halfway house, he was caught on the computer creating a bill of exchange, and the guards and matrons thought it was a criminal activity, so they jerked him back into jail for violating his probation for putting a blank bill of exchange. They had advised him that he'd quit fighting these people or he'd be in dishonor under Admiralty, and he had to keep raising questions rather than fighting and denying the charges. Now, he was only in jail for 4 or 5 days, and when they tried to interrogate him to get him ready for his hearing where the judge would eventually put him back into prison, he started using the correct tactic of accepting and asking questions. He got the prosecutor to throw up her hands and scream that he was too smart for her to just get out. He'd been in a halfway house since May. The last time he had probation hearing with his officer, he'd gone to a meeting personally, and before he went, he'd written a letter to her, the judge, the prosecutor, and others, and said that he requested that they deliver to him bonds from a QSIP. That's a Committee on Uniform Securities Identification Procedures. That's the committee that assigns the numbers to securities for identification, usually bonds. And by the way, if you guys are getting lost in this, I would refer you to go into Sam Kennedy's archives and listen to the first few shows of his archives, and maybe it'll become a little bit clearer to you. I'm getting a handle on this now, folks. I've been researching this quite a bit, as is Sherry Jackson. And There is more sense to be made out of this when somebody grabs it than anything else I've ever seen. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I'll continue with this, folks. Stick with me.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference. Then, rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm never going to get through this today. I didn't open up the phone lines, folks, because I wanted to get this out here so you could decipher it. But I got a caller, Don from Ohio, wants to talk about derivatives. I'm going to give you a minute, Don. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. I was trying to figure out if people could put derivatives out there and stuff like that. Is there any trail that we can follow on them? I mean, because they're betting basically if something goes up or down. Who also takes them? You know, I mean, who's accepting these bets?
Well, from my understanding of it, and I've got a little bit of background in the mortgage business, they wrap up a whole bunch of bond or mortgages, and evidently they're sticking CDOs in there as well, and they're wrapping up the package, putting a nice bow on the top, and sending it off to foreign investors under the guise of trust that there's something of value in here, and they're getting paid. They're monetizing that debt or that obligation, the CDO. And what is happening now, and if you listen to John's show, Cash Flow, you'll find out that what's happening now is the banks have gotten to the point where they don't trust each other because they're sliding in caca in the middle of the CDO or the derivative, you know. But what I'm going through here right now is, you know, these people are monetizing us. They're monetizing us at birth. And from what I understand, and I'm doing research on this too as well, Don, is they're also monetizing, giving performance bonds, I believe it is called, on prisoners. And they're including those into CDOs as well. So these people are very nefarious, and that's probably about the best answer I can give you.
Hey, something else, too, that's very interesting. I mean, I know you want to get on to it, but the stores around here evidently are reducing their prices like 75%, and their excuse is because they want to get rid of all the winter stuff because spring is, you know, is right around the corner. You know, I mean, they're reducing it 75%. They're all very scared. You know, I mean, if they are trying to get people into the stores that much, they're all scared what's going on.
Well, I think it's probably, you know, safe to say that they had a bad holiday season, and they're probably trying to dump their assets and recover their wholesale prices on it. I'm just speculating here, but this economy's in serious trouble. I mean, the gold market was up 20 some odd dollars just today, and it's you know, it's teetering on the brink. You know, I equate it back to the Jenga game where you're pulling out those little blocks of wood to the point where it starts shifting
right
back and forth, and then the last one that pulls out the block of wood that falls over is the loser. And what's happening is this economy is teetering on the brink, and you can see that by the major shifts up and down in gold and oil and the dollar and so forth. And anybody that knows anything about that, and again, I'm not the expert on it, but Bob Chapman is, and John and James Martinez, they do a good job of going into it on Cash Flow. But the bottom line is anybody who has eyes that can see, Don, as you probably well know, knows that we're right on the precipice here, buddy.
Are you invested in gold, silver, toilet paper, food, and stuff like that?
I'm not going to disclose that on the air, my friend. Just draw your own conclusions.
Have a good day. Thanks.
All right, thanks, John. I appreciate the call. All right, let's get back to this so hopefully I can finish this up. At any rate, now, before this guy went, he wrote a letter to the judge, to the prosecutor, and others, and said that he had requested they deliver him a QCIP bond, which were being used to underwrite his time in prison and his time on probation. He wanted them to deliver the bonds being held in QCIP and other government agencies so he could accept them for settlement and closure. Now, when he went to his probation officer meeting, he was disappointed because his probation officer wasn't there to meet with him. He filled out a form and left. It seems that no one wants to talk to him or meet with him now that he's asked for the QCIP bonds so he can settle and close the bond. Gene is telling us that all criminal prosecution is for the purpose of raising revenue for the United States of America, and he'll tell us who that is. Now, I want to stop right there and mention to you, remember, folks, I told you I appeared in court last, what was it, February on a ticket, and as I saw that courtroom, I noticed that the entire process of the courtroom procedures are based on the act of gaining revenue. They've got it set up that way, and this ties right in with it. So let me continue. Now, you'll have a better understanding of why people are in jail, why they're in prison, why they're on probation, why they're charged with everything from jaywalking on up through murder one. Now, Jack further heard from others researching, and Gene is also saying that every American soldier who dies in Afghanistan and Iraq probably carries a $10 million life insurance on him carried by our government. After all, every soldier, Marine, or Air Force person is an asset to the United States of America. They have a huge investment in that particular soldier and his activity, and it can explain why it is that the United States is not so anxious to withdraw its troops from that area. It's a money-making activity, and they don't want to talk about the fact that they are making money on death and that they are making money on the incarceration and imprisonment of otherwise good-hearted people. The key to finding out what you want on the Internet is knowing how to put it into a computer. If you put the right information in there, you get the right answer. Now, he's been finding out who the investor is, the 144 holders. They have a rule called the 144 holder. The rule is that they can't sell private investment securities that are not registered. The rule prohibits them from selling the prison bonds. They have to wait 6 months before they can sell a certain quantity of private securities without being registered. selling them as private securities. Now, basically, there are eight people on the board of directors of CCA, and that's Correction Corporations of America. Joseph E. Russell, the top holder, and John M. Ferguson Russell owns 64,000 shares of CCA stock, which is worth $70 million. Ferguson owns 34,000 shares valued at $37 million. Fidelity Management and Research is the top stockholder, the top development firm that is selling the bonds as investment securities and possibly tying them in with CDOs or derivatives, folks, which is what exactly Don from Ohio called in about. We'll be back at 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I will continue with more of this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com. Can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I want to get through this, folks. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to make it here, but I want, you know, it looks like they are monetizing us. Human resources, folks. Fidelity Management and Research is the top stockholder, the top investment firm that is selling the bonds as investment securities. They pool them and sell them as mortgage-backed securities. Now, does this not tie in with this, you know, the banks' distrust for one another and this huge debacle that's going on in the hedge funds, the derivatives, the CDOs, mortgage-backed securities? They also When they pool them, they sell them as mutual funds on the stock market. By pooling, you mean the securities on the inmates. What they are doing is they are actually taking the mortgage-backed securities, which are really bid bonds. They're performance bonds and payment bonds. They pool these bonds, and when they pool them together, they call them mortgage-backed securities. They take these to TBA, which is the Bond Market Association. It's an actual market for bonds. Anytime a bond is issued, there has to be an underwriter. The bonds have to be underwritten. Bonds that are issued have to be indemnified, so there has to be a surety to indemnify the bonds. The brokerage houses and the insurance companies indemnify the bonds. They're called surety companies. After the surety companies indemnify the bonds, which are underwriting them, they do this through an investment banker, or the banks themselves do this. They job it out to them. They buy up all these shares and turn around and sell them as investment securities. The shares represent the stock, which represents the account of the Corrections Corporation of America. All of this has been funneled through the Correction Corporation of America. What they are doing is selling stock in the prison system by selling the prisoners' accounts as securities through the securities exchange. They are making huge amounts of money off of it. They privatize the prisoners' accounts and bring all these investors in, and what they are doing is underwriting all these prisoners' accounts in bonds. This is after the surety company guarantees the bonds. Then they are underwritten through an investment bank or banker. Then they are put out on the market and resold to the public. Sort of lends a whole new meaning to the term they feed on their own, doesn't it? In other words, the banks are buying up all the shares and then they resell them as investment securities to the public. The public then buys them as mutual funds, or they can buy them as debt instruments or equity instruments. What they are really doing is they are buying up the debt instruments. They are using the fiscal accounting cycle of accrual, and they sell the prisoners' capital and interest, as it is called in accrual accounting. They resell these to the public because the prisoner did not do full settlement and closure on the account. They sell the prisoner accounts as a commercial dishonor and then sell it to the public as a commercial dishonor. When you go into the courts, they always say they are operating under a statute jurisdiction. Now, the Black's Law Dictionary, 4th edition, says a statute is a bond or obligation of record. That's what all the criminal statutes are. Bonds or obligation of record. Go in and read the definition of a reconnaissance bond, and you will find that it is a bond or an obligation of record. They are selling bonds. They are charging prisoners under a bond. The prisoner signs the bond, and the bond becomes an agreement for the payback. This is done when the prisoner signs the final court papers at a sentencing hearing. Now, how many of us remember when our government attempted to finance from the private sector the Second World War? Weren't they selling war bonds? And by the way, if you know nothing about this, I'd recommend you go see the Clint Eastwood-directed movie Flags of Our Fathers, because there was a whole segment on those bond sellings in that movie, folks. They were soaking up the people's equity in terms of buying bonds, transferring your bonds to the government. The government, by purchasing those bonds, was promising to pay you back your investment at some time in the future with interest. At that time, they were collecting from the people was their so-called cash equity. What Gene Keating is saying now is that people have gotten too poor, too stingy, and too smart to buy bonds to finance the government. Now, how long has it been since you heard the post office or anyone trying to get you to go down and buy U.S. savings bonds? So what are they doing now instead of getting us to voluntarily give our cash equity to the government for a promise to be paid back in the future? They are securing from us some violation of a statute by which the commercial law ascribes from us a penalty, i.e. the payment of a sum of money due. Instead of collecting the cash from us, they put us through a criminal procedure where we dishonor the system, and what Gene Keating said is, what is happening is they are selling our capital and our interest. In other words, they are selling the liability you had in whatever charge has been brought against your straw man. They are taking that capital and interest that you should pay and are grabbing from us and selling it on the open market to bankers and investments to transfer their funds to government, which is covered by the bond of the violation of your straw man of that statute. In order to secure the bond, the living soul is placed in prison as a surety to back the bond, which is financed on the investment of the public marketplace in terms of the sale of stocks and bonds. And not only that, folks, they're paying them 23 cents to $1.15 an hour, and public officials, prosecutors, judges, and some attorneys are invited to buy private stock in that corporation, which is called Unicor, and I just threw that in there. The public doesn't directly bid on the prisoner's debt. Your debt is assumed by the bankers. The bankers issue a secondary paper that allows to invest in what they are holding as the holder in due course of the claim against your straw man. The reason they are doing this is because you dishonored the post-settlement procedures for settlement and closure of the account. The prisoner should have come in and accepted and used his exemption. Since the prisoner dishonored the post-settlement proceedings, then the prisoner is in dishonor and the issuance of the bonds by the financing system was done in order to pass the punishment on to him because of his inability to fulfill his post-settlement objectives. If you get into dishonor by non-acceptance, what they are trying to do is get an acceptor, which is the same thing as a banker. They need someone to pay off the obligation, and if you get into dishonor, they sell your dishonor and put you into prison as the collateral, and they sell the bond. The bond is issued, and they get a surety to underwrite the bid bond with a performance bond, and then they get an underwriter to underwrite the performance and payment bonds. What the performance bond does is it guarantees the bid contract or the bid bond. What the bid bond does is guarantee the payment of the performance bond. This is done through a surety company. Then they get an underwriter or an investment banker to underwrite it. After it's underwritten, they sell it to the public as investment securities, debt instruments, or mutual-backed securities. It's all done through bonds. Bonding. That's what all these municipal bonds are. What they are doing is following everything through the prison system, all the way to the grave. The prison system is being privatized. Through privatization, private enterprise can fund the prison system cheaper than the government can. They are subsidizing everything through privatization. Now, the American Legislative Exchange Council promotes privatization through foundations like the Reason Foundation, owned by David Knott. They get the foundations to promote this and get investors to come in. Now, Cornell was merged with Trinity Venture Company, which is an investment company. What they did was change their name to the Reed Trinity Venture and then merged with S.B. Warburg. Warburg was not out of Germany or France and partnered with Rothschild. Warburg was out of Germany or France. S.B. Warburg is in Chicago, Illinois, and they merged with BIF in Switzerland, which is a settlement and closure bank and the biggest bank in the world for settlements. They are connected to Cornell Company, which is owned by David Cornell. Everything is tied in. Payne Weber Group is the United States of America, and all the big international corporations are the stockholders and own all the stock in CCA. Everyone is using our exemptions on the private side. They filed a 1096 tax return and show it as a prepaid account, as prepaid interest, and they returned it back to the prisoner. They took the prisoner's deduction for the exemption, and they deduct the tax, and the IRS bills the prisoner for the tax. So the corporations are stealing your exemption, which is your intellectual property. What's wrong with this? They are not telling us what they are doing. It's all commercial. When you go into a courtroom, everything is commercial. Now, Victoria Joy, in her seminar, says the facts don't matter. The facts are on the moon. What matters is honor and dishonor. The courts have to dishonor the potential prisoner or get that person to argue or get that person's attorney to argue. Just like Martha Stewart, argue and you're in dishonor and you'll end up in jail. The attorneys are actors to make us think the whole process is a factual issue. They get us into the guilty, not guilty mode, and they get into all the cloak and dagger or what evidence to present. Folks, it's a dog and pony show to cover up what they are after, and what they're after is the debt money. All corporations work on a fiscal accounting year, which means that they spend debt. They can't get rid of the debt and balance the books unless they run it through our accounts on the private side. We, the people, run on a calendar year, and the corporations run on a fiscal year. The only way they can balance their books is to run it through our accounts using our exemptions. Then they can do their reverse bookkeeping entry and go to post-settlement and closure. They can't do it unless the prisoners do the acceptance, if they do it. And that's what they are looking for in a courtroom. Under 3-410 is the acceptor. That means we are assuming the liability for the debt as the principal. A lot of times with debt, the principal is the primary liabilant in a commercial setting. He is to assume the liability and then you get your remedy. Otherwise, you don't get a remedy. They sell your account to some corporation while you're sitting in prison. And how many times has government ever had a case against anyone? The attorneys have to attempt to get you to go right into argument and trial and go into dishonor. And I'm going to stop right here for a minute and tell you that that's a big part of law school, folks, is they teach you how to argue. They don't teach you how to or what the facts are. They teach you how to argue a point. And I've got a buddy in L.A. that's an attorney that will affirm that very case. Now, Blank was given documents from Redwood Trust on a mortgage foreclosure. She did a conditional acceptance, and she did a heck of a job. She stopped them cold, and when they took the property off, and they took the property off the market. At the end, she said if they didn't answer her within 14 days, she was going to resort to notarial protest and get remedied for dishonor. She went into the fact that their charter does not allow them to loan credit. She wanted to know the name of the company, who was the source of the credit. She wanted the name and the account number. She wanted certified copies of the front and back of the promissory note. She was trying to get them to indulge that it was her secured party creditor that was the source of everything they were doing. She was forcing them to admit that it was her promissory note that was the basis of the credit instrument that they loaned, and that they had already sold the note to someone else, and that they didn't have it in their position. What they do is they sell the notes just as they do when you go into prison. They endorse the note, and bam, they are no longer the holder of the note. The mortgage company wasn't involved in the process. The attorneys are doing all this. What they are doing is coming into the private side to get the debt without any permission from the mortgage company. In these cases, they quote from the UCC, and it's from Lex Mercatoria, the law of the merchant. Now, if you read John Hall's book, it talks about letters, rogatory, indictments, where you are indicted and brought into court under a warrant. What the warrant is a demand for payment of debt. What they are doing under admiralty in the courtroom is they are demanding payment. You sign a bond to be released until the civil complaint is prosecuted, and then they release you under bond until civil bond is prosecuted. If you didn't pay the debt, they would put you in prison until the debt is paid. Now one can begin to grasp the reality of their purported need for more laws, more correction officers, and the vast amount of electronic archival data space in its various and sundry redundant means. They use the same terms in the practice book from 1700. This is an actual practice book. It was written by courts practice who worked in the Court of Arches for the Crown as a registrant. And this is a private book, not meant for public viewing. It lays out the whole practice of admiralty during the American Revolution. Now, Hall translated this and put it in the District Court of Maryland in 1809. This was written in 1692. It's an actual practice. Benedict is not a practice manual. It only gives information about what admiralty is. Admiralty is all debt. And I'm going to repeat that, folks. Admiralty, which is the court system that we enter into anytime we are arrested for or cited for any type of violation or anything, which is all these laws on the book, that's what they're trying to get us to do. Admiralty is all debt, and it's all civil. It becomes criminal when the prisoner gets a contempt charge when he refuses to pay. They can keep you in jail on parole, probation, post-prison supervision, etc., until you pay the debt. And so what if you do not know that you are indefinitely archived as an offender? Ignorance is no excuse, right? And what about all these registration requirements as well? And isn't the definition for licensing in Black's Law a grant or privilege to do something that would be illegal otherwise? Or words to that effect here in the land of the free? This book goes into the history and practice of admiralty. It tells how to set the bond and do courtroom procedure. The laws haven't changed. The circumstances of the government have changed. So admiralty can be applied instead of constitutional law. Warden comes from admiralty, warden of the sea. The warden is the warehouse man who is warehousing all the goods. He's the bailee. The commitment order is your bailment, your contract for the commitment of the goods. When they put the goods in a warehouse and store them there, like the prisoner stored in the prisons, just like the people stored in the pods in the movie, The Matrix. Now, boy, that was a mouthful, wasn't it? What he's saying here is that, and I, by the way, folks, what is this? I've got a guy on the line here. Oh, have we got Mark Kornke on the line? Mark Kornke from Michigan knows a lot about the penal bond system. Is Mark Kornke on the line? No, he's not on the line. Okay. Well, for those of you who may know, Mark Kornke went to prison in Michigan for 7 years. I guess, and I just got a Skype message here from my board operator, Kerry. It says Mark Kornke from Michigan knows a lot about the penal bond system. And what they are doing, basically, is, from what I can gather up to this point, folks, we're going into admiralty court, and they are allowing us to think that we have constitutional rights, but we don't. Because our argument and these actors that are a member of this club called the bar or the attorneys, they know about what's going on. And so what they're doing is they're putting on a play. And they're arguing about things that we think is happening, But the reality is that is not happening at all. And what is happening is that we are being sold. Our bodies are being sold. We are in dishonor, and they are selling our bodies. They are selling our labor into the prison system. Henceforth, and this, by the way, has been covertly and nefariously interjected since 1933, when they converted over, I believe it's sometime between 33 and 37, they converted over into statutory law in the bankruptcy. So now they are using us as human resources. That's why they don't refer to us as human beings, folks. Taxpayers, consumers, okay? They are posting bonds, and they are selling these bonds. Now, I'll tell you what, when I was overseas, and I got into this, and I talked just a little bit about this in prior shows with Leo Wanta, and I saw the memos to Cheney about the family wants their boxes. Well, in any place but the United States, there is such a thing as international trading. And what they will do is they will take an item that they consider as collateral, and it could be anything, and they will trade on that item. This is exactly what I see is going on here. They are trading on the item, and the item is you. And they are looking for any reason that they can trap you into their system, not only to get you in dishonor, but also to get you into their database. Okay, because remember, once you've been arrested, now you're a convict. If you've been convicted, and now they've got you, and it's more likely to get you again, because that's what they want to do, is they want to keep you on that perpetual treadmill of being in their system. And these bonds that they post, even when you go to jail for, oh, let's say, Lord forbid, you got arrested for drunk driving, okay, you have to post a bail to get out. It's a bond. And by the way, I've been through that many, 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 many years ago, and you post bond, and the bail bondsman, and I can attest to this, he will not accept cash. You must give him a certified check. Or a money order, because that is your assurance bond. They don't want the FRNs. The FRNs are significant of somebody else's debt. And as I get my head around this, and folks, I'm the first to tell you, I know this isn't easy, but as I get my head about around this, and the more I look into this, and the more I'm finding out, the more I realize that this is the only thing.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And folks, as far as the remedies, you know, there are remedies to this. I got into a little bit of what's going on, but I'd invite you to go in, have a listen to Sam Kennedy's show, because he goes into this in elaborate detail, and he has guests that come up on his show and talk about some of the things that they have, some of the victories that they've won in court. Now, for those of you who remember, I mean, I had Judge Andrew Napolitano on my show yesterday, brilliant man, wrote an excellent book that you know, depicted a lot of the atrocities that have been pulled on us by this administration through the Patriot Act and so forth. But when Sherry Jackson came on yesterday at the bottom of the hour, and she posed this question to him, and she's researching pretty much the same thing I'm researching, he politely dismissed himself. He didn't want to go there. Now, I ask you, okay, when if there is indeed, and it looks from my perspective like there is, there's a parallel set of UCC regulations and laws, and I will quote that all revenue laws are criminal, or let's see, all crimes are commercial. That's what it is. All crimes are commercial. So, yes, that makes total sense that they post bonds and they use our human body as collateral for labor and for performance. So take it for what it's worth, but I would strongly urge you folks to investigate this on your own, because I'll tell you what, it's interesting that when you go into court, if you pose this to an attorney, which, by the way, is a member of the bar, he's one of the actors that play in the game, he will have no part of this. Why is that? Because if he were to try to argue that, the truth would come out, the curtain would come down, and they'd dismiss him from the act. This is why the attorneys will not get into that, and this is why we have to educate ourselves to the point where we can walk into a courtroom and, for the record, when they say, do you understand? No, I don't understand. I acknowledge, but I do not understand. Because when you acknowledge that you understand, you have just admitted that you stand under the venue and you're placed beneath the judge. You want to put those people on the same level as yourself. And once you do that, you go in there without an attorney. You state, for the record, everybody shuts up, as Judge Napolitano asserted yesterday when Sherry Jackson was asking him the question. These people stand up and take notice, and they know then, when you know what you're talking about, and their curtain is ripped away from them, at that point in time, they start to get very nervous. Then you can hold them on an even keel and hold them responsible. And I, you know, Randy Kelton is one. As the, for the listening audience out there that knows Randy, Randy goes into court and challenges those people all the time, not only on behalf of himself, but on behalf of other people as well. Henceforth, he was trumped up with some charges in a courtroom just 2-3 weeks ago and wound up going to jail and bailing himself out. Sam Kennedy, who's on the RBN Network, does an excellent job. I believe he holds seminars on this as well to educate us, the American public, about what's really going on and how we can stand up for ourselves. Because if we go into a statutory court, folks, and we hire an attorney, we have just been deemed as a ward of the court, and we are ignorant, and the attorney makes the rule, or the attorney argues the case, and the attorney is part of the game. So taking that in consideration, it is from my standpoint that I foresee all of us as patriots need to not only educate ourselves, but to invite other people to educate themselves. Not only with this, but it's freedom to fascism. And as many of you know that have been listening to me for a long time, months and months ago, I was having Bobby in Austin send you out a copy of Freedom to Fascism. John Stadtmiller does it now in bulk, sends these out. The reason we ask you to send them out is because if you're educated, you ever get called to jury duty, you're sitting on a bench and there's a tax trial, you vote not guilty, and it ruins the whole case. Okay, enough of that. Top of the hour coming up. I got Tom coming up. I'm excited about this guy. This guy wrote his own song, wrote his own lyrics, wrote his own everything. And since I'm a bit of a musician myself, It's a catchy tune, and I laugh every time I hear it on RBN, but he's going to come up and tell us a little bit about hemp, folks. And I want to hear about this stuff because I've been hearing all kinds of good things from the hosts, the marketing executives, and everybody at RBN. So stick with me. Second hour coming up. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Be right back.